Welcome back to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast. I'm Moi Baranski, and I'm here with Brittany Medeiros. Hello, Brittany.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Enjoying your day off? Well, not
yeah,
totally.
Kinda.
Brittany and I have been cheering together for the past 3 years.
It's our last year, but
we're definitely going out on a happy note.
Yes,
and we're
definitely.
Having a blast.
Going out with a bang.
Something like that.
We're going to start off by giving some updates on some of the girls that have already been on the podcast, girls we've talked about, all that good stuff. Alyssa Cattle had some big exam thing that went on a couple weeks ago, and she did very well.
Did she?
Yes.
Good.
She got one of the best scores in the class. It was a really hard exam. She was in the higher percentile.
And she's really smart. She's like the smartest girl on the team.
Right. So imagine how hard her classes are. Never.
No, I could never make it through any of her classes. Okay. Not at all. Good luck, Alyssa.
Just wanted to tell you about that.
What else?
Well, Quinn, who was engaged, she got married this weekend.
Yes. And you unfortunately couldn't be there.
It was 5 hours away from me.
Well, me too.
Really?
Yeah, me and Brianna drove up together. When we drove up, it was disgusting out because it snowed like the day before.
I knew it was going to snow up there. It's like practically in Canada.
And it was gross out. By the time we got there, it was absolutely beautiful, though, like all the mountains and the snow, and we saw a bunch of farms and cows and horses.
I'm way into the animal thing. I'm so jealous.
But yeah, we got there, and my car, you know, Cool Vanilla, she was destroyed. Like, it was completely brown, not vanilla anymore. Completely like chocolate.
And she's talking
brown.
About the color of her car.
Yes.
She calls her Cool Vanilla is the name of Brittany's car. What kind
and
of car
we
is
love
it?
Her. Chrysler 300.
And she's in love with her.
I am. So I was very sad. She was so dirty. But it was awesome. Quinn looked absolutely beautiful. Like,
she
her
did.
Dress
I saw pictures.
Was unbelievable. And they had a magician there. And it was...
kind of reminds me of Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
Like, doing the balloon.
The wedding, like, it was so... them, you know what I mean? And I've never met Justin before until that day, and they are just the same person. Like,
aww.
They are just so cute together, and it was amazing.
Perfect.
We had a good time, definitely.
Yeah, I saw a lot of the pictures. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was fun.
She had a tattoo artist there.
A tattoo artist, yes. And Kristen O'Neill got a tattoo, and so did Kristen Turner.
The Kristen.
They were trying to get me to get one, but I was like, I can't do it.
A lot of people write in and ask us if tattoos are permitted.
Yeah.
And they're not, it's not like they're prohibited.
Right, exactly. But most of the girls, they cover it up with makeup and you can't even see it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So.
And when you try out, if you've asked this question before, because I've had it a few times asked, you should not cover it.
Yeah.
You know, let it be shown for wherever it is, how bright it is.
Right.
And the point is, when you get to go on your interview with her, she'll tell you, this is what you have to do to this.
Right.
And... you know, depending how bright it is, where it is, she'll tell you, this is the kind of makeup you need to put on it. This is what you need to do to it.
Yep.
And, I mean, that's all it is.
Right.
Because I mean, a lot of the girls have tattoos. And,
yeah.
I mean, it's not a big deal.
The majority of the girls do, yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't either.
I'm a wimp.
I'm
which
scared.
Which is the solely reason that I don't have one.
I want one wicked bad.
Do you have your belly button pierced?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't even do that.
Really? Oh,
you're unnecessary bad, pain? Never.
Really?
I can't do it. Can't do it. Anyway, back to the wedding.
Okay.
So she had the tattoo artist.
Yes.
You guys had a blast.
It was good food. The hotel was old, like from back in the day, you know what I mean? So it was very quaint. It was very nice. Just mountains surrounding it. It was absolutely beautiful.
I can't even imagine getting married right now.
And it was just so them. Like, New Hampshire couple, like, the whole wedding, it was just, this is so Quinn and Justin. And it was just, it was awesome. We had a blast.
I'm so happy for her.
Yeah,
me
too.
I'm glad she's happy.
You should have seen her. Like, I just would sit back and watch the two of them, and they just look so happy. And you know how, like, that kind of makes yourself a little depressed? Because you're like, oh, hello, when is this going to happen to me someday?
Yeah.
But it was cute.
Being happy for her.
Yeah, definitely.
Congratulations, Quinn, by the way.
Congratulations.
We're planning our jammy jam right now.
Oh, yeah.
That should be
can
exciting.
We set a date?
We haven't set a date yet. We're going to do it at Audra's condo.
Oh, she
so
said
guys,
yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you guys come into Rhodey, baby.
Yes. I love Rhode Island.
I
you know
Rhode
I do.
I know you do.
I would
do.
Come up and see you.
Good times.
Good times, definitely.
Always. Well, anyways, I guess that's pretty much it that's been going on.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's just
can't
really busy with
else.
The games. It's kind of hard to have other major things going on. You have your internship going on.
Yep.
That's
I have
exciting.
1 week left. I'm sad because I love all the people at Fox 25, but I'm happy at the same time just to move on. You know what I mean? It's kind of...
hectic,
ready,
I can just imagine.
Yeah, it's just... I've
taking
just
a toll.
Had enough, yeah, definitely. And then I'll be on break. I can't wait for like a good month.
I'm jealous.
All I'm going to do is sleep, seriously. That's what I need in my life, definitely, sleep. We got Christmas coming up.
We have Christmas. We just decorated our tree.
Yes.
We took some cute pictures in our uniform with Santa hats last night.
So cute. With Pat Patriot.
Who had a Santa outfit. How awesome was that?
He was cute.
Wicked cute.
When he walked in and Tracy tried to scare him and he was like,
Santa.
Oh, we were like, yeah.
We all celebrate Christmas. Doesn't matter what kind of religion we're in, but
we
all celebrate it. Lindsay's Jewish.
Jewish.
And
she wants to bring in our little
menorah.
Menorah, yeah.
That'd be fun to learn about it and see it. I'm excited to hear about it in her culture. And
yeah, because I don't really know much about it.
Me either. Moving right along, we have some tips for you and some ideas about what you can do for your Christmas.
Or Hanukkah.
With the squad and stuff like that. Because we love getting in the spirit of the holidays and sharing it with each other and doing fun little things that aren't necessarily expensive but are fun. And they just bring you together as a team.
Like, we have our Yankee Swap that will be coming up.
Yep, where every girl brings in a gift, and we pick numbers and play a game so that everyone opens gift.
Right.
And it's really fun. Not only does it take time away from practice, don't tell Tracy Sarmati, but it's fun.
It's awesome.
And we get to
hang out
together.
Yeah, and we get to open presents.
Presents are the best. Like we said, we decorated our tree.
Yes. I brought in ornaments for all the girls.
Which is a good idea for someone on, like, not necessarily a tight budget, but maybe just wants to do something little for the whole
squad. It's easy, and it's, you know, creative.
Must have took a long time, though.
It actually, it didn't, because there was two of us, because I did it with my grandmother, it picked up the pace a little, rather than me doing it by myself, which would have taken forever. What we did, we just put the picture of the girl on a blue bulb, and we put NEPC 2006, and I wrote Love Brit on it. The string to hold it was our colors, you know, red, white, and blue. And it was just easy and expensive, like you said. Everybody loved it, so.
Oh, it was, I love it.
Yeah.
When I decorated my tree at home last weekend, I literally have a collection of ornaments from cheerleading.
The years, yeah.
And you sit back and you look at it, and
you're
like,
love it.
Oh my God, you know, like, Nicole gave this to me, and she's not here anymore.
Yeah.
It brings you back to then, and I think it's awesome. I think it's like one of the best gifts.
It is, because you can look back and it brings back memories and you'll have it forever.
My rookie year, I got like these frame ornaments. I'm sure you have yours, and I cut out everybody's picture. Mm-hmm. It took forever to cut out everybody's picture, but it was well worth
it. But it's worth it in the end, definitely.
And maybe, you know, you don't have any kind of money to spend.
Yep.
And that's fine as well. Some ideas you can do for that.
You make cards. You know what I mean?
You can bring in cookies.
Cookies. You can bake brownies, you know, cake.
We do things called motivations. And it's kind of like, it's just this little thing that brings you together. And we're going to get more into motivations at another edition of the Pat's Chit Chat. But one year I had done a charades game. And it's just every, you know, you could do it based around the holidays, you know, ho, 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 till someone yells Santa. You know, it's basically geared to whatever you want it to go on to. You know, you can have people yell out Christmas carols and they have to dial the name until it's over. Something like that, I mean, you don't have to spend a dime.
Yeah, no money.
Nope. What else do we usually do? I know what I did for Christmas this year, but I don't want to tell you because I don't want you to know what I got you guys for Christmas.
I won't tell anybody.
Promise?
I promise.
Swear to God?
Pinky swear.
Okay, we're pinkying. We just pinky swear. Okay, I got you guys all little pocket day planners.
Oh, that's...
That go in your pocketbook.
Perfect, because I use one now for this year, and I'll need it for 2007, and I write everything in it.
Yep.
Everything
and you put it in your pocketbook, so it's nice and little.
Yes.
Yep, that's what I did.
That's perfect.
But don't tell anybody.
I won't.
Okay. So you guys could do that as well. But
that's
seriously, I think
idea.
The best idea is the ornament thing, I mean...
Yeah.
That's awesome. It's just priceless.
Even like what you did here with this picture and you framed it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? With the border.
Yeah, that's all we did. I went online and there are so many websites. You can just Google it up, you know, where you can print your photos online from your digital camera. And a lot of them now you can crop them and take the red eye out right there. And then you can add borders to whatever you want. And Brittany's looking at a picture. We went to a bachelorette party for Quinn and we took a group photo and I just put a border on it. It's all flowers. But I did ones of my cat.
Of course you did.
And there's like stockings and light bulbs and stuff all around it. But that was, I think, 7 cents.
Yeah.
And that looks like a Christmas card.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It looks good. It looks like a professional did it.
Well, I am a professional.
Yeah.
Chill here.
Yeah. Not photographer, cropped border
maker.
Hey.
So we took pictures all together last night.
Yeah, that was fun. With our Santa hats.
Another way to bring the team together.
Yes.
It was tons of fun.
I like our tree that Luch brought us, Michelle. It's a cute tree.
Very cute tree. It already has lights on it.
Right. She was a little disappointed that it wasn't big enough, but I think it was perfect.
You know why? Because she... Michelle is about 5 feet.
Yeah.
Maybe 5'1".
Yeah.
And the box says 7 feet tall. And to her, 7 feet tall is like huge.
Yeah.
But when you put a 7 foot tree up...
That's true.
I mean, I can put my arm up and that's bigger than 7 feet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then again, I'm 5'9".
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I love the tree.
I love it too. It's so cute.
I tied one of our teddy bears that's dressed up like a cheerleader onto
the top.
That's our topper, tree topper.
In a split. She's in a split.
Hardcore split. And we put pom-poms all around the bottom.
Yep.
For our tree skirt.
That was a brilliant idea.
And then we all made an ornament that represented ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we decorated. Good time.
It looks good.
Hopefully it'll be up on the website so that you can check it out.
They're already up on the MySpace account. The URL is myspace.com/Pat's Cheerleader Chit Chat. And there's tons of pictures there for you to look at of us in our cute little Santa hat.
So now that we've been chit-chatting about all this holiday stuff going on, what are your plans for the holidays?
My plans are to get my shopping done soon.
I know, because there's only...
a week and a half.
Literally.
Not even.
Next week is Christmas Eve.
Yeah, that's crazy. See, I'm... okay, totally stressed out now. anyways, I need to
don't tell anybody what I got them.
I won't. I promise.
Okay. We pinky swore.
We pinky swore.
Okay.
So that goes forever. I don't even know. Like, usually we just... since I'm an only child, you know, I get up and I open my gifts with my mom and my grandmother, and I go visit my half-sister and my father and his side of the family, and then, you know, go with my boyfriend and visit that family, and nothing really big goes on for me. Just laid back.
Just
a lot of running around, visiting
stuff.
But you
get to see people that you don't see every
day.
Exactly,
right.
Yeah. So I know you've been really hectic. We're going to get to know you right now, by the way.
Okay.
Dun-dun-dun.
Okay,
yay. Get to know Brittany. You're interning for Fox 25.
Yes.
So sometimes you get to come to the stadium.
Yes, I do. And get to interview the Patriot players.
What's that like? What's it like to interview them?
It's kind of weird because I'm like, oh, I'm a cheerleader and you know what I mean? We're not supposed to talk to them. But then again, this is me like as a professional, what I want to do someday, like as a reporter. But it's a good time. I like to be in the locker room and see what goes on behind the scenes.
Right.
And it's cool to watch it on TV later and be like, I was there.
Right.
Like right there.
For the listeners that don't know, when you are a cheerleader, we have a very strong no fraternization policy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much for our own good and for
right.
the players' good. You know, we have separate lives and,
exactly.
I mean, we support each other and everything we do. And we see each
mm-hmm.
other on promotions and we get to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to outside of the football field, we basically don't know each other.
Right.
Exactly. And so Brittany works for Fox 25 and she's in the sports department. So she gets to go in the locker room and
mm-hmm.
all that stuff, which is weird.
Right. It's very weird. But I've been to like the Bruins and the Celtics, which is really cool, too.
A lot of hot guys going around there.
Yeah. I have a good life right now.
I'm jealous. What's your boyfriend think of that?
I don't really say much about it.
Yeah. No, they're all ugly.
I forgot. I just, you know.
I'm not attracted to one of them. What does your boyfriend think about you being a cheerleader?
I think sometimes he's like, oh, you know, you don't spend any time with me or... you're so busy, like, with cheerleading and practice. But at the same time, I think, like, he loves it. You know
right.
what I mean? Like, we go out and, you know, he's like, this is my girlfriend, and she cheers for the Patriots. And, like, I know he brags about me when I'm not around. You know what I mean? So he loves it, and he hates it at the same time. And, you know, he knows that I'm going to be really depressed when it's over and upset. And, you know, I know he'll be there, like, to support me and stuff. So...
that's good.
He'll understand, yeah,
that's
definitely.
Very good. Is he going to the game Sunday?
He's not. My dad and my sister are going.
Aww.
And my father hasn't seen me once on the field, so.
That's awesome.
It's my last game. Dad, like, you gotta go. So he's like, all right. And I gave my sister a ticket. It's, you know, for Christmas, really.
Yeah.
So she's all excited. She's
that's
pumped.
Good.
Yeah, it'll be her second game.
It's gonna be a sad one.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It better be a good one, that's all I'm saying.
I'm gonna be crying the whole time.
Another tidbit that people don't know about Miss Brittany is that she's a singer.
Yes.
Have you been singing lately?
No.
No time.
Well, what I was thinking, since it's like coming to an end and starting anew because I'll be done cheerleading,
double
I'll be graduating
school
in May, and I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do with my life? And I was thinking about, oh, maybe I should move and start anew and like California or Florida or something like that. And then that scares the heck out of me, too, because I don't
want
to leave my family and my friends, and it's just scary. So I was like, maybe I'll go back and take vocal lessons again, because I haven't sang since I've been in college, and that's 4 years now. And that used to be my life, and I used to love it. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, definitely. And, like, growing up in high school, I was in musical theater, and, like, that was my life, was acting, singing, and dancing. Like, that's what I did. Every day, that's what I went to a lesson. And it was always something new. I had acting, like, Monday, dance Tuesday, vocal lesson Wednesday. You know what I mean? Right. So, and when I was a kid, I always wanted to be on Broadway. And so now I'm like, oh, I should have kept my singing lessons up while I was a Patriots cheerleader. So, you know, maybe I could pursue that. Door, right. Yeah. So.
There's still time.
Oh, yeah. I'm 21. Right, I have forever. All the time.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Do you want to give us a little taste?
No. I'm sick. So. Can you hear it?
I can, actually.
I've been sick for 2 weeks.
Go to the doctor.
You got any tips for that?
Tylenol.
No, not at all.
Tylenol.
Tylenol flu.
Your favorite guilty pleasure is ice cream.
I love ice cream.
What's your favorite kind?
My favorite kind right now is Rocky Road. I don't know why. Like, that's so bizarre to me.
I think Rocky Road is boring.
Really?
Yeah.
Because usually I love chocolate and, like, peanut butter cup.
Me too.
Like,
that's me.
That's my favorite. And then I had Rocky Road. I forget where it was. But I was like, oh, my God, this is so good. I haven't had it in so long. And then I bought it at the store, and now I'm kind of getting sick of it. But I love ice cream, like, more
than
anything.
Cookie dough never goes bad for me.
Cookie dough's good. That's a plus. I like mint chocolate chip. Have you ever tried the birthday cake ice cream?
No, but I heard.
So good.
I heard it was so good.
You can't eat too much of it.
Moving right along. Okay, this kind of strikes me as a little weird.
Okay.
On our biographies, we're asked, if you could be anyone for a day, who would you be? Some people talk about being Malcolm X. Some people want to be Oprah. Some people want to be Jessica Simpson, the rich and the famous, you know, all that good stuff. You want to be Kelly Ripa.
What's wrong with that?
No, I think she's an adorable
I woman. Love Kelly Ripa. First of all, I used to love soap operas.
And she was,
and she was a big soap star. And she was just adorable. B, she is, you know, the host with Regis and Kelly. Love it. And, like, she just has the best personality.
She has a lot of charisma.
She's so vibrant and awesome. Like, I love her to death. And then C, she is a wonderful mother and a wonderful wife. She has the cutest little family. And
I have to say, I like your answer.
Isn't she awesome? She's awesome.
When you
I
break
her
down like that, you put her on a pedestal.
I do. I'm good at that. And I love talk shows. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I would love to do that someday, too.
To just sit there and talk for the rest of your life?
Yeah. Okay. I could do a talk show, definitely.
Do Oprah's favorite things?
Yeah. And she's beautiful.
Of course she is.
She's so tiny,
she's
though.
Adorable.
She's so little.
She doesn't age at all.
No, she doesn't. She looks good.
So that's pretty much it for today.
Okay.
We have our usual MySpace account, and the URL is myspace.com/petscheerleaderchitchat. Check it out. We'll hear all about Brittany on there.
Yay.
Some updates and new photos are up, so you want to check it out. If you have any questions or any comments, absolutely anything, any ideas, please write into today@patriots.com. And if your topic gets addressed right here, you get to win a Patriots prize.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you know, we have a pro shop, and I get to go shopping in the restaurant.
Nice. Fun.
So, thank you, Brittany, for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Lori, for having me. It was a pleasure.
I really appreciate
As
it.
As always.
Happy Hanukkah. And, of course, until next time, I'll see you on the sidelines.